Case number 10,562.
You're welcome.
Telemon Corporation, south of Road 262, intersection of Road 291 and West Meadow View Drive, being lots 1, 12, and 13, section 2 within school, Cool Spring Farms Development, special exception for a daycare center.
Name and address, please.
Gary Johnson, 17261 Queen Anne Way, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this?
Yes, we're requesting a special usage for this particular building. There's a building that's 2,700 square feet on the there in Cool Springs. We'd like to put a Head Start facility there. We feel that we have the need in the area in order to have one. Currently, we are servicing about 30 children. We have a waiting list of over 20 children, and we have applications that come weekly of people who want to have services for their children. So we've been looking for the last 3 or 4 years for an acceptable place in order to have this facility. Mm-hmm. We currently service that area. We do pick up children currently there. It is zoned right now for a rec center, but they also have an after school program there that's run by First State Community Action Center agency. We work with that agency quite often because currently we're also renting a building that we use for Head Start Center from Community Action Agency. So what we're trying to do now is to serve the community of Lewis better because there is a need and we are able to have the funds to do so. And so we will need to have a daycare license in order to have the Head Start facility. Mm-hmm. And so we will have to need a special use for that.
And this is similar to the one you had several months ago.
Yes.
That you're applying for.
Right. What happened from that particular meeting that we had with the board here, we actually got calls from the community. That's how we found out this place here. We had several calls of people asking us, you know, come look at their facility because of the fact that, you know, they're familiar with the Head Start. Mm-hmm. And that's how we came about getting this one, and it turned out to be something actually better than the other place because I did write a letter to say that, you know, we no longer wanted to pursue the other variants that we were asking for before. Mm-hmm. And this one right here, because the parking is great. It's 29 parking spaces. The bus will come and be off the road because it has a nice lot inside. It has a nice size area that we can make into a playground. Mm-hmm. And so this really, it turned out good. That's not getting the other place. Mm-hmm.
And you have the same as pick up and drop off from the parents at this place?
Yes.
Same way?
Right. And this one, it's because the parking lot is so large, and it's already used for communities events now. Mm-hmm. So it's not anything that's unusual. So it won't impact the traffic is in those roads over there is very little. Mm-hmm. And it won't have an impact on the area, except for the people there will be able to take their children there. They can actually walk them there or drive them there instead of us having to pick them up on the bus. Mm-hmm. As we currently do.
Okay. Sir, did you say you're sharing a building with somebody else?
This building right now, First State Action Community Agency has an aftercare program there. That's on Mondays and Wednesdays from 3:30 to 5:30. That's one of the companies that we actually have a collaboration with because on Railroad Avenue, we have a Head Start Center, and the building that we use, facility there, is actually owned by them. So we actually rent one from them. So there won't be any conflict between us and them as far as, you know, for that particular service.
So you'd be using the whole 2,700 square feet for yourself, or that's how big the building is, and you're sharing that building?
No, they only have one room. They have approximately between 4 to 10 children. That's all they have there at any one time. With this building being as large as this, we currently have one classroom. We're able to have two classrooms, and it will be able to, like I said, to serve more children. We'll just have to, you know, set it up and remodel the building, which is something that we are hoping that we're able to do.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to have up to, what, 45 children here? You can accommodate up to 45?
Yes.
And you have 30 now.
Well, we have 30. We have 15 in the morning, 15 in the afternoon. And what we do is we have split day sessions there.
And you'll do the same thing here?
Yes.
But you'll be able to have 45 each session?
Well, we'll end up doing, we'll be able to have, we'll have to split that in half. Actually, if we do it right, we'll be able to actually have up to 60 children. We'll have double the capacity because both classrooms will be able to have 15 at a time. We can have, do 45 in, at one time, 45 in the morning, 45 in the afternoon. But we're, our plan is to do roughly about 15 and 15 as we currently do.
Okay. Okay. And your hours are going to be, what were they again?
Hours will be from 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, the morning class will be 8 to 12. The afternoon class will be 12 to 4.
Okay. Nothing really any different then. Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, yes. No weekends.
Okay. Adequate parking and adequate for parents to drop off and pick up, as you said.
Yeah, this parking lot there is really great because it's zone for 29 parking spaces,
okay.
And that's more than children and staff. If everybody can have a car if they wanted to, but
A little early for that yet.
Right.
Okay.
How many people on your staff going to be there for that?
Currently, I'm not sure how many we have at the center. We would have to double that. In the classroom, we have a teacher and we have an aide for each classroom. We also have a cook there. We will have what we call a family service worker, which is someone, you know, that the parents go with. We'll also have, besides family service worker, we will have a center director, possibly, if we want to go that route. Right now we have an off-site center director. So staff are probably, and then the bus staff. So we're probably going to look at about 12 to 14 people.
Okay. All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Sure.
Mr. Workman, you have any more? Mr. Watson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, would you keep your hands up, please? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do you have any letters or anything, Madam Secretary?
No.
Okay. Hearing no opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to table this case to the next regular meeting. I'd like to get a chance to look at that.
Okay. Give me a chance. Okay. Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,562 until our next regular meeting, which will be on the 22nd. Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passed. Okay, the case has been tabled until our next regular meeting, sir.
Thank you.